And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Mike Bain, Sitka Tribe of Alaska Council Chair. Welcome to Morning Edition, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Well, you're here to talk about Native American Heritage Month activities for this week. So what's happening?
Well, thanks. First of all, I want to thank our fabulous staff at the tribe for kind of spearheading this. They've been doing this for several years, and Ann Davis and Lisa Gassman and others. And I also want to thank the many organizations who kind of stepped up to the plate and, started participating. Like the parade on Friday was fabulous, I think. And some of the activities, starting off with art appreciation display at UAS Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. And Friday they shut down at 5:30, I guess. But on display will be the art from Mark Sixby, Terry Rothkar, Tommy Joseph, and Nick Kalanen. And if anybody has any questions about that, they can call Crystal Duncan at 747-7713 or Liz at 747-7710.
Okay, so that's art appreciation all week, right?
Right.
Over
right.
At UAS. And yeah. Some really great artists and artwork
featured.
Yeah,
I'm going to make sure I get over there to check that out.
Yeah. What else is happening?
Well, all week, our resource protection has a lab where they can test for paralytic shellfish poisoning, I think, and also harmful algal bloom. And people really want to be check their clams and cockles out because one of the toxins can cause permanent memory loss, which I'm sure my memory is already pretty bad enough the way it is, so I don't want to have any memory loss. But if anybody has questions about that, they can call Chris Whitehead at 747-3207.
So that's free shellfish testing all this week from the Natural Resources Department, which really is an amazing resource in this town. They
right.
regularly test shellfish.
Yeah, well, they have some amazing equipment down there to test your clams and cockles, and they have a pretty good program going where they're testing stuff all over Southeast, so I want to commend them for that.
And there's some big tides coming up, so this is a really great opportunity.
Right, yeah, this is a perfect time for people to bring their clams and cockles in to get tested. If I was out clam digging, I'm sure I would want to bring mine in.
That's right. So what else do we have? We have some activities that involve movement happening too, right?
Yeah, there's a Tlingit dance session at the community house. That's tonight. And they're inviting people who haven't done it yet and they're kind of curious to try. And that's at 6 o'clock tonight at the Shikaquan Nakahiti Community House.
Great. So if you're a beginner, you want to come on down. Even if you're not a beginner and you just like to learn a little bit more.
Right, yeah. And that'd be a good opportunity to kind of get into it because in the summer there's opportunities for people to make a little money for the dance shows that they put on for the community. And oftentimes they're real short on dancers because of like a lot of them take off for a celebration, which won't be for another couple of years, I guess. But if anybody has questions, they can call Mary at 738-9305.
Okay, that's great. And then Friday, it's dinner and a movie.
Yeah, that sounds pretty neat. The movie will be Dreamkeeper. It'll be showing at the community house. There should be a dinner at 5:30. And one of the menu items they're hoping to have is deer stew. And I haven't heard if they've gone out yet, but that's kind of dependent on if they get a deer this week.
So hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed that right. there will be some deer stew.
Questions for that, they can call Lillian at our main number at 747-3207.
Okay. And then Saturday, there's lots of things for families.
Yeah, a couple of really fun items at the Blatchley. At 1 p.m., there'll be an open gym from 1 to 3. And family swim from 5 to 6 o'clock.
So that's this week. And every week we're going to have someone in to talk about the activities for Native American Heritage Month. And that is all month happening here in November. And the tribe is really doing a lot. It's just weeks are jam-packed.
Yeah, things kind of taper off next week because of Thanksgiving, I guess. But Chuck Miller, I'm not sure if anybody sprung it on him yet, but they're going to see if Chuck
Surprise,
can come in.
Chuck.
They're going to see if Chuck Miller can come in. He's always very interesting, and I used to work with him, and with kids, and the kids named him, his nickname was Cashflow Chuck. So I guess they always saw him counting his money or something.
Well, you know, so that's Native American Heritage Month, and this might also be a good opportunity to talk about some big events the tribe has coming up that, you know, you need folks to come out for.
There's a Christmas party for tribal citizen kids, and if anybody wants to, you know, register, they have to kind of register ahead of time, and to do that, they can just, I'm not sure if they can call, but they can call for more information at 747-3207.
And I have some more information here. So the STA's Children's Holiday Party is going to happen on December 10th, but you need to register through December 2nd. So you can go down to the Social Services Department, or you can, the number we have here on the community calendar is called 747-7293. So yeah, you can always go to KCAW's community calendar and check that out.
Yeah, that'll be at Bletchley this year, so it should be pretty fun,
right.
I think.
And then Thanksgiving, you know, there's a lot that happens around Thanksgiving. There's a big dinner.
Yeah, it's a huge event. I've been there a few times, and people will want to get there early. I think they say the doors will open at 1:30, but people can probably come in, you know, and just kind of visit anytime, you know, before one, you know, as long as they get there before 2, the dinner starts at 2, but I've been there and the place absolutely gets jam-packed sometimes, so people will want to get there early, and if anybody wants to volunteer or donate or help out, I think they often need help cooking pies and things like that, but for more information, they can call Debbie at 738-4328.
Yeah, this is a really huge community event that serves all citizens, and not only can you come in to eat, but meals will be delivered to people who cannot leave their homes, so they need a lot of volunteers.
Yeah, right. That's one of the things I did when I volunteered. I delivered meals throughout town, and it was kind of fun.
How wonderful to knock on a door and say, here, I have your turkey for you.
Right, yeah. People were very thankful, too.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure that they were. We forgot to mention that there's a tribal council meeting happening on
Wednesday.
Right,
tomorrow night we'll certify the results from the tribal council election. And the winners, and the election was on November, which was on November 8th. Chairman will be Kathy Hope Erickson. There was one new one who got elected, Nancy Douglas. I think she was the top vote getter. But Wilbur Brown, Mike Miller, and Bob Sam also are continuing tribal council. And the election results will be certified tomorrow, but they'll get sworn in probably at the first council meeting in December, I imagine.
So, Mike, this is the last time we're going to be talking to you as council chair.
Right, yeah. People have been asking what I'm going to do, but I think this might be a good time to go visit my friends in Canada.
All right. Well, we'll get you in for something else, even if you're not council chair.
I might be there next week with Chuck, but I want to mention the continuing council members who are Lisa Way, Clara Gray, Ben Maiacedo, and Woody Woodmark.
Okay. And, you know, this is, I think, the first time in recent memory that tribal citizens have elected a woman to council chair.
Yeah. It's the first time that anybody remembers. I'm not sure if they keep real good records, but I don't remember a female, you know, woman chair, so she'll have her work cut out for her, that's for sure.
And you mentioned that the parade was a really resounding success this year.
Gosh, yeah, it was amazing. It was Friday at 3, and I hope you didn't miss it, and tons of candy was thrown out, and there was a reception at the community house afterwards, and that was pretty amazing, too.
What were some of your favorite parts?
The parade, I guess, and I went down there to line up before the parade and just kind of hanging out with everybody and just seeing the huge lineup and all the enthusiasm of people there for Veterans Day and Native American Heritage Month. That was great to see.
Okay. Well, we are almost out of time. Any last parting thoughts?
Let me see. That's all I could think of. I hope to see everybody around. People are always welcome to call me to 738-3729 if they want more information about these activities or anything else.
And I believe that the activities are listed on at sitkatribe.org, too, right, on the front website.
I think
page.
So, and also was in the paper last week one day, and I'm not sure if it's in every day, but they can kind of thumb through the newspaper to find the details.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming in this morning, Mike.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Mike Bain, Sitka Tribe of Alaska Council Chair, about Native American Heritage Month activities this week.